Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and whenever you're listening, I want to congratulate you on taking steps of bettering yourself and being the professional in your field. Today we are going to be talking about FHA versus conventional loans, why choose one over the other, what's the best one for each person. I've got here Chris Brazell, Director of Operations. What's going on, Chris?
Hello, how you doing?
Good, man, good. Interested to hear your thoughts on conventional FHA. I feel like we get this question a lot. Especially with borrowers that are right on the edge, that 700 credit score, maybe a little bit over, a little bit less, or maybe, you know, they're just kind of looking at different options for interest rates and, you know, why is FHA just so much better and is that always the best decision or, you know, is the things like the fees and stuff that come with FHA, are they enough reason not to go that route? So let's dive in. Let's go start with conventional loans. Tell me about conventional loans.
Sure. So, and the reason we're talking conventional versus FHA, they are the two most popular mortgage product out there. That's pretty much how I would say, 90-95% of all the buyers out there, they will get one of these two loans.
That's it.
So a conventional loan, it is probably the most popular out of the two. There's pros and cons on all loan products out there. So a conventional loan is a great loan. It is a very good loan. It starts off with the fact that it does have risk-based pricing. And what that means, it's a nice way of saying, hey, if you have good credit, you have reserves, you have some down payment to put towards the transaction, i.e. how we say it in the industry, skin in the game.
Yep.
You're going to get the best pricing out there. So for that particular client, a conventional loan 99 out of 100 times is going to be the best route for them.
That's it.
So, you know, it's going to reward those people with the good credits. It's going to give a lower PMI rate if you don't put 20% down. So a conventional loan does not require you to put 20% down, which is a common misconception, especially if you're talking to baby boomers and your parents and things like that, where they say you have to put 20% down to get a mortgage, which is so far and beyond not the case anymore.
That's
so
it.
On conventional loans and FHA, unless you put 20% down, you're going to have PMI. If you have that better credit score, let's say...
Stop right there. Touch on that.
Sure.
What are you saying is better credit? Because, you know, in a good, better, best situation, like, you know, if you used to have 460 and now you've got 620, you've got better credit.
That's
so elaborate on what you mean by better credit for a conventional loan. Where, I mean, obviously this is not a guarantee for a loan or anything like that, but, you know, just... Give an idea for listeners on what you're talking about there.
That's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up. So in a conventional loan, good, better, best, let's say that, is good is going to be that 680 to 720 range. Better is going to be that 720 to 740, 750 range. And then best is going to be 750 and above.
Okay.
So if you're in that, you know, you never missed a payment, you know, you probably have 820 credit, you're in that best range. And that's when we're going to want to talk about conventional loans. Now, if you're below that 680 range, that's kind of like the line of demarcation where we want to start talking really hard about FHA versus conventional. But for conventional, it's going to be those buckets of 680 to 720, 720 to 740, to 740 and above.
All right.
Yep. And so when you're in that best range of that 740 and above, your PMI rate is going to be rewarded with a lower rate. So you're going to pay less monthly in PMI without having to put that 20% down. So they're going to give you the benefit because you are less of a risk on a conventional loan. Therefore, you're getting lower rates and you're being rewarded with that. So the investor and us as a mortgage lender, we're taking on less risk because you have shown historically that you will pay your bills on time.
I think that's the point that it gets lost so many times is from a lending perspective, it is all about risk. You know, how risky is it that the investor who's giving $200,000, $300,000, $500,000 on this loan is taking to recoup the amount they're giving out? I think that's so important because sometimes people, you know, they say, well, I can afford it and, you know, I'm paying more in rent now. I understand. But from what you've shown the person, not me, but the investor, what you've shown the investor over the past 10 years is you might miss a payment. You might not pay. And I think that is just such an important point to make when looking at credit and credit analysis is it is all based on risk.
That's correct. Yep. So it's not the fact that we as lenders want to penalize people for maybe not having impeccable credit. It's yep. all risk-based lending, and that's what all lending is on a conventional loan, is that we look at it from a risk factor and how, you know, unfortunately, if you have had those missed payments, you're going to pay a little bit more because that risk factor has gone up a little bit.
Yep. Okay. All yep. right. Well, that is a great segue into FHA, mm-hmm. which has a little bit different opinions on risk. Go into FHA and really what you see the pros and the cons for that program for.
Yeah, so FHA historically, one of the main reasons the government came in and said we're going to offer this loan as a government-backed product, and government-backed just means that the government has said within these loan parameters, we feel like this is somebody that deserves a mortgage and deserves a loan. That way you don't have to just be in that upper echelon of that best credit in order to get a mortgage. We, as a lot of people do, feel that, you know, home ownership is the goal to prosperity in America and the way to build your personal portfolio and make wealth for yourself and your sibling, and your kin and things like that. So they came in and offered this FHA loan, said, hey, we're going to give a loan that has a little bit more it's less risk averse. And what I mean by that is that they're not going to penalize as much or give higher rates as much or higher PMI rates. Maybe if your credit scores are at the 620, or, you know, even down as low as 580, which is as low as we can go in this program. And so what it does, it's not going to overly penalize these folks with maybe having a couple hiccups on their credit, having historical missed payments, but they're on the right track now and they do want to get into a home before they have that 780, 800 credit scores. And so with that, so it's still, you don't have to be a first-time home buyer, which is one of the misconceptions.
Yep.
FHA is offered to anybody.
It gets really clutch. You know, if you had some debt you needed to pay off,
that's
and
correct.
Still only, and you only have 3.5% after selling your first or second or third home, that's a clutch. Clutch point.
Yep. And then the rates aren't going to fluctuate nearly as much if you have that 800 credit compared to 620 credit. So you're still going to be in that same rate bucket, maybe a slight eighth or quarter swing here and there. But the biggest key, too, is that the PMI rate is the same no matter what. You could have 800 credit, you could have 580 credit. You're going to pay the same amount in PMI as the person with 800 as that person at 580 credit is going to pay, because they do not want to make you spend all your money on PMI just because your credit scores are lower, which is key in this situation on why sometimes FHA is a no-brainer over a conventional loan.
Yeah, I mean, really, depending on where you are on that scale, whether you are at, you know, 580, 600, or you are at 800, that same PMI point, I think, is really instrumental in helping borrowers determine what program is right for them. And obviously, you know, FHA has done a remarkable job at really helping us to fulfill our vision that the Sherry Rihanna team of everyone deserves a home.
Yep.
Without FHA, there would be a lot of people that are not in homes today. And so, you know, we are grateful for the product, but it does take some educating when we talk to a buyer who does not have to go FHA, who mm-hmm. has a better option with conventional. And yes, you may see a little bit better on interest rates. Yes, you may see a little bit better relaxing of debt-to-income guidelines and things like that with this program. However, long-term, and, you know, really to having that discussion of what that client's long-term goal is this a 3 to 5 year home or is this a 20 year home? Those conversations become so key in determining the difference between an FHA and a conventional.
Yeah, and you made a good point there too, Hunter, is with the more lax debt-to-income ratios, this is a good tool. An FHA loan is a good tool for somebody to get into a house where maybe 3 to 5 years down the road after they've built some equity, they're making more money, then we refinance them into a conventional loan at that time to yep. get rid of that PMI. You know, maybe rates are a little better at that point. And so it's a great tool to get into a house where maybe for a conventional loan, because of the more strict debt-to-income ratios, the more strict criteria on approvability, that you just can't get a conventional loan on your current situation here. So FHA has been utilized years and years and years, thousands of times, to get people in homes that did not think they could prior.
Yep. All right. So last key piece that I feel like we really get peppered with on questions for an FHA versus conventional is the appraisal aspect of it. Appraisals, especially going into a year where I think we're going to see a lot more competitive offer situations,
mm-hmm.
Probably a jump in home prices as well as, you know, the reduction in interest rates. That just seems like a perfect storm for appraisal questions to really come out of the woodworks. Can you talk a little bit about what a conventional appraisal looks like versus what an FHA appraisal looks like? And, you know, are they drastically different? Is, you know, is one basically including a home inspection, or is it really just more similar and just has FHA just gotten a bad rap?
Yeah, so it's been a long-term misnomer now that FHA is a harder loan to do for sellers because that appraisal can come back a lot more strict. And that's kind of gone by the wayside. The gap between a conventional appraisal and an FHA appraisal has shrunk tremendously. So on both situations, you know, they're going for value, of course. That's the main goal of an appraisal, which people forget about. The reason lenders require an appraisal is because we're looking for the making sure that we are lending good value on a house, and also for the borrower to make sure the borrower is buying the house at good market value. So with that being said, we are not doing requiring the appraiser to do a home inspection. They're not going to be crawling under, lifting up slats on boards and things like that. And, you know, crawling here in every nook and cranny of the house, they're not going to be getting up on the roof. It's a lot of visual inspections. You know,
it's past the eye test. Can you walk around it and see an issue? Right. If not, we Gucci.
Yeah. If there's floorboards missing, you know, no matter conventional FHA, it's going to raise a question with the appraiser. As simple as that. If there's significant water damage, no matter if it's FHA conventional, it's going to raise a question from the appraiser, where it has to get remedied. But with an FHA, you know, they are looking for some health risk potential issues. And that's pretty, it's a broad spectrum, and it's not a cut and dry aspect of it. But say you have a crack in a floorboard that's on a deck leading up to a house, the appraiser may just say, hey, you know, let's replace that board there. They're not going to make you get a structural engineer report or anything crazy like that. An FHA may just ask one more question, whereas a conventional loan, they don't care a lot about cosmetics and things like that. It's mainly just conventional loan. They're looking for that value to make sure that it is there based on the sales price of the house and the marketability of the home. Where FHA, their main objective is still looking for the value and the marketability of the home, but they may look at a little thing here and there if they walk in the house and visually something is just off. And that's the big key there. If the house looks great, you know, and everything looks good, they are not going to go poking and prodding through everything to look for an issue where, you know, 15, 20 years ago, that was a little bit more of the case, but that is definitely gone by the wayside. And most of our appraisers actually, which, you know, the good thing about us here at the Sherry Riano team being a local lender and everything is we have our pool of preferred appraisers. Most of them are FHA and conventional appraisers for exactly that reason.
That's one point I wanted to make is the appraisers doing conventional are generally the same appraisers doing the FHA. It's the same opinion of value because it's the same person providing the opinion. VA is really the outlier there where you have this separate pool of almost mystery appraisers, and you are your appraisers VA approved or not? You know, and they kind of come in and they do their thing and it's a little bit more clouded on who it is and when we're going to get it delivered, where with FHA and conventional, it's generally the same people doing it. They're just writing the report a little bit differently, including a few more of the nuances that FHA may require. And I think that is so important to remember because I think a lot of people are concerned, you know, just like with a VA appraiser, is it going to come in short? You know, do we really know this person, how they have an opinion of value? Well, with FHA, we don't have to worry about that because it's the same person doing the conventional.
Yep, I agree.
And now it's time for Market in a Minute. This is where we give you an update on the conditions of the market each week, no matter the topic of the show. So you're always getting current information each week. This week, we did have an unexpected report from the Federal Reserve that cautioned that inflation could fluctuate unpredictably throughout the year. And what that can do is that can result in a slower than desired decrease in rates from the Fed. You know, if there's a concern that inflation could go back up, they may not be as tempted to drop rates as they once were. I do think that this is just a little bit of reactionary reading from December, where we saw inflation go up from 3.1 in November to 3.4. But it's also not considering that December is a high shopping month. You know, there's going to be a higher rate of
temporary employment happening. And so, you know, it's a hard month to gauge a year off of. I think that's what really what we're dealing here with. I think as we go into January's readings and February's readings, we continue to see a decline month over month. We're going to see the Fed begin to really talk about dropping those rates again significantly. Of course, every time they do talk about it at a Fed level, you're going to see rates react. So, you know, we want to make sure we're monitoring our rates, watching the 10-year bond. We don't want to lock clients in too soon. We also don't want to lock them in too late.
This has been a Mortgage Mindset, a Mortgage Matchmaker series. If you found today of value, hit that subscribe button for us. We'd love to walk with you on the journey in the next year.
The Mortgage Mindset podcast is hosted by the Shere Riona team at Clear Mortgage, powered by City First Mortgage Services, LLC. Shere Riona's NMLS ID 71774. Visit us at theshererionateam.com for more information about our team. The opinions expressed on the show by the hosts and their guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Clear Mortgage or City First Mortgage Services. Please note that Clear Mortgage is powered by City First Mortgages, LLC, and their NMLS ID is 3117. Clear Mortgage and City First Mortgage Services is not an agency of the federal government, is not acting on behalf of or the direction of HUD, FHA. City First Mortgage Services is an equal housing lender. Programs, rates, and terms subject to change without notice. Underwriting terms and conditions apply.